DW Africa Link.
National or partial lockdowns are seen as essential to combat the spread of COVID-19. But these have also been controversial, even in the epicenters like Europe and the USA. In Africa, millions of self-employed people, about 85% of the continent's workforce, have been hit hard by lockdowns. So, do they really make sense in Africa, where the virus is yet to properly strike? This is a DW Africa Link special podcast on the coronavirus, and I'm Kai Nebe. No one likes lockdowns. They're a drain on the economy and limit freedoms. But many experts agree there don't seem to be any alternatives. Europe has started to see the first results of the lockdowns, and some have even started easing restrictions. We've got DW correspondent Emily Gordien, who has been following the events closely, to talk us through them. Emily, how varied are the lockdowns and the measures in the fight against the coronavirus?
So most European countries have implemented lockdowns, but to varying degrees. So countries like France and Italy require you to print off a certificate before you leave your home stating the reason for why you're leaving it in the first place. And then there is Sweden, which hasn't implemented a lockdown at all. It's merely banned all big gatherings over 50 people.
So that's actually quite a range, but could you say that they've in fact worked?
In general, lockdowns have helped to slow down the infection rate, but the speed at which it's slowing down depends a little on when these lockdowns were implemented. So those countries who implemented lockdowns much earlier, like for example Portugal, are seeing a larger fall in the infection rate than for example Germany is now.
Still, they're quite controversial, right? So is there actually any way around the coronavirus without implementing a lockdown at the end of the day?
Sweden is proving it's possible, but the government is relying heavily on the citizens to implement social distancing and strong personal hygiene measures. The country is also not as densely populated as other European countries, and they have a very high standard healthcare system. So in other countries, it's become really clear that the sooner you implement certain lockdown measures, the better, because the higher the infection rate is in the beginning, the longer it will take to bring it down again.
So Sweden is quite the exception there. That was Emily Gordien reporting to us from Germany. While lockdowns may be appropriate for Europe, they may not work for Africa's vastly different healthcare systems and economies. COVID-19 has hit South Africa hardest in sub-Saharan Africa, with almost 4,000 cases and at least 75 deaths. President Cyril Ramaphosa responded swiftly with a strict lockdown 4 weeks ago, when cases increased. Health specialist Kerry Cullinan from Open Democracy South Africa has been monitoring the country's response to the pandemic.
I think that South Africa was brave to implement the lockdown early, because from other countries the advice is that you hit hard early and that flattens the curve. But it's come at a huge cost to our economy, and I think people are getting really impatient and desperate, particularly for food.
In response, Ramaphosa announced a significant $26 billion relief package, but implementation has been slow and people are already starving. But looking at the lockdown as a whole, Cullinan remains optimistic.
We know that the crash is going to happen, but we've been able to buy ourselves time. The measures that government have brought in, including the very unpopular one about closing places where people can go and drink, the taverns, has certainly worked, because those are areas where people are very close together, and a lot of our social ills stem from huge abuse of alcohol that South Africans do have.
Across the border, Namibia. Just 16 cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in the country of 2.5 million people. Even so, the economy has ground to a halt because of local and regional lockdowns. Windhoek-based analyst Rodney Hoeb points out Namibia's minerals-based economy was already on the ropes last year.
Diamond mining took a big hit last year. That recovery was at least supposed to have good projections or optimism for 2020. And it seems like it is not possible.
Even if Namibia remains relatively coronavirus-free, Hoya predicts a slow return to business even when the markets reopen.
We cannot be aggressive in terms of trying to export a lot of products. We cannot be aggressive in terms of having high mining volumes. What will happen? Markets can slump, prices can fall, and we are not in a very strong position right now.
Hua believes the lockdown is justified despite low case numbers and significant economic slowdown and job losses.
If we don't have people to rebuild the economy, then the economy is useless. So I think in this case, we set a precedent to preserve people's lives.
Far up the west coast of Africa, Liberia. Their lockdown has not had the desired effect either on the economy or the health sector. More cases have been recorded during the lockdown than before. Worse still, DW correspondent Evelyn Pade finds people in the streets of Monrovia actively disobeying the lockdown.
By 3 p.m., only people with passes, security, medical workers, and authorized vehicles are allowed in the streets. But I have watched and spoke with people still moving in the streets after 3 p.m. One of them, street vendor Natalie Welepe, can feel the strain the lockdown has put on her business.
I know that coronavirus is real because since they announced coronavirus in Liberia, now it really affected my business. For me, since the government announced the lockdown, we noticed that there are more cases.
Liberia's lockdown has been largely ignored, and with good reason, says one Morovian.
We have basic necessities that should be put in place, which government failed to do. And doctors and nurses are all complaining about PPEs. So make the lockdown become very difficult and people will not accept it easily. What are you doing to keep your people?
But some Morovians are taking a philosophical approach to the epidemic.
All Liberians, let us go through this process, washing our hands, stop hugging, stop the handshaking.
So far, Liberia has recorded 117 confirmed cases, with the current lockdown seemingly having not much effect.
That was Evelyn Pade reporting from the streets of Monrovia. That lockdowns bring economic pain is clear. Many African countries face a tough choice. Lockdown, stop the spread of COVID-19, and risk hunger. Or stay open and risk fragile healthcare systems collapsing. This was a DW Africa Link special podcast on the coronavirus. I'm Kainebe, stay safe, and join us again next time.